What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are back again today, Navigators, with a Daily Digest episode for you, keeping the Daily Digest episodes coming this week so we can get caught up on all of the crazy happenings in AI and marketing. Lots of topics to touch on today. For a quick rundown, we are going to touch on the Google acquisition or absorption of AI startup Character AI. We'll talk about some recent shakeups at OpenAI and the executive suite and management, the latest shakeups in a series of departures from OpenAI. And lastly, we'll wrap up with a discussion of a new feature from OpenAI called the text watermarking feature, and not so much a new feature, apparently a feature that they've been thinking about or had at their disposal for some time. And that's a tool that's going to be able to identify OpenAI generated content, apparently. Okay, so without further ado, let's dive in. We'll start with a story from Reuters, and this is published or was published on August 2nd. And the headline reads, Google hires top talent from startup Character.ai, signs licensing deal. First, a little background on Character.ai. Character.ai is an AI-powered chatbot tool that can generate very human-like text responses and participate in contextual conversations. So a lot of the capabilities and functions that we've come to expect from AI chat tools, and this one's been around for a little while. It also allows users to create quote-unquote characters and further craft these character personalities. You can set specific parameters and publish these characters to a certain community for others to chat with as well, which I think is really cool. These characters can be based on fictional media sources, celebrities, brand mascots, maybe whatever you as a creative marketer can come up with. For example, maybe you create a character for your own use that is a writing coach or a daily affirmation provider. And when there's some seriously powerful AI models behind this chat or chat character that you're interacting with, the possibilities become much more powerful. Obviously, the marketing potential for customized character chatbots is vast. So the platform Character AI was founded in November of 2021 by Noam Shazir and Daniel De Freitas, both of whom were former engineers at Google. And the first beta version was apparently made available in September of 2022. And then in May of 2023, they actually released their subscription model. And you can also apparently have or download a mobile app that was released in 2023 as well. The article details an announcement that came from Character AI saying that they had reached an agreement with Google, granting the tech giant a license, although it is not exclusive, apparently, to use the chatbot startup's large language model technology. Apparently, this deal will also bring back the co-founders of Character.ai, Noam Shazir and Daniel De Freitas, to the Google team. They were both formerly members there, as we mentioned. So Google not only scooping up the powerful tool, but also being like, hey, come on back and keep your talents where they originally were here with us at Google. The Reuters article goes on to reference the blog post on Character.ai's website that I will also share in the show notes, of course. And in that blog post, the startup says that they will essentially be getting more funding as a part of the deal with Google. On the Google side of things, a spokesperson said, according to this Reuters article, we are particularly thrilled to welcome back Noam, a preeminent researcher in machine learning who is joining Google DeepMind's research team along with a small number of his colleagues. Again, according to the article here, this deal is also super similar to a couple other deals that were recently made by Microsoft and Amazon. The Microsoft deal, according to the post here, paid $650 million to bring on the co-founders of an AI startup called Inflection, along with some of the staff there as well. And in June, apparently Amazon hired several co-founders from Adept, another AI startup. So maybe we'll have to do a couple episodes on Inflection or Adept, depending on what exactly their functionality or service offering is. Maybe if there's some marketing applications, you'll probably see an episode on them in the future. Anyway, these deals are definitely highlighting the ever-growing contest or ever-growing competitive recruiting that's going on now for the top AI talent at these startups by Google, Microsoft, all these tech giants, Amazon. And recruiting now officially has joined the AI race as something that these industry leaders are going to need to do in order to stay competitive. Okay, so moving on to our next bit of news for today, and that is a recent shakeup at OpenAI as far as leadership goes. And really, this is a continuation of departures and leadership changes at OpenAI, leaving many people wondering if it's a signal of something yet to come, good or bad, as far as the future of OpenAI is concerned, or what exactly is going on. I am referencing a TechCrunch article here from August 5th, in which they report that John Schulman, who was one of the co-founders of OpenAI, has officially left the company for Anthropic, obviously a competitor of OpenAI, being the creator of Claude. In addition to John Schulman leaving, apparently the OpenAI president and additional co-founder Greg Brockman is going to be taking an extended leave through the end of this year. The article shares an X post from Greg that I will also link to in the show notes, in which he says, quote unquote, "I'm taking a sabbatical through end of year. First time to relax since co-founding OpenAI 9 years ago. Our mission is far from complete. We still have a safe AGI to build." I think I may have dropped a line there from the tweet, but that's a paraphrasing of the tweet. And definitely, again, check it out in the show notes. So the fact that Schulman left entirely is probably a bit more remarkable than the leave of absence that Greg Brockman is taking. Schulman also posted on X regarding his departure and essentially commented on his desire to really deepen his focus on the concept known as AI alignment. And that's basically the very important practice and idea of making sure that AI behaves as intended and stays within the guardrails applied to it. A huge part of AI safety, of course. The TechCrunch article quotes a section from this X post in which Schulman states, quote unquote, "I've decided to pursue this goal at Anthropic, where I believe I can gain new perspectives and new research alongside and do research alongside people who deeply engage with the topics I'm most interested in. I'm confident that OpenAI and the teams that I was a part of will continue to thrive without me." So what makes this departure particularly interesting and borderline concerning, I think, depending on who you asked, especially, is that it comes amongst a variety of controversies that have been surrounding OpenAI in recent months regarding their approach to and communication around transparency and AI safety and what they're doing to ensure that they are developing a safe AI product. OpenAI recently formed a safety committee, and Schulman was a member of that committee. Not only that, but his departure is actually a pattern at this point. According to the TechCrunch article, AI safety researcher Jan Leakey, about not knowing exactly how to pronounce the name, also left OpenAI and is now working at Anthropic. Schulman apparently actually replaced Jan or Jan. And Schulman does address these concerns to a degree, these concerns kind of surrounding the future of safety at OpenAI, according to the TechCrunch article, saying, quote unquote, "Company leaders have been very committed to investment in alignment research. My decision is a personal one based on how I want to focus my efforts in the next phase of my career." And then one last crazy fact that this article mentioned is the fact that out of 11 original founders at OpenAI, only three remain. And apparently that is Sam Altman, the CEO, Greg Brockman, who is now on extended leave of absence through the end of the year. And I'm going to do my best to pronounce this name here, Wojciech Zaremba, who is apparently the lead of language and code generation at OpenAI. Okay, so this is all definitely something to keep an eye on as OpenAI continues to be at the forefront of AI development, obviously, and specifically AI safety. Let's move on to the last bit of news that I wanted to touch on in today's episode. And this is an article that comes from tomshardware.com. And this is another article that was provided to me by the awesome rundown.ai newsletter. Definitely check out the rundown.ai. Sign up for the newsletter, join the university, ton of amazing AI content there. And I'll just read you the headline here from the article. It says, OpenAI has built a text watermarking method to detect ChatGPT written content. Company has mulled its release over the past year. And the writer here, Joey Morales, apologies if I'm mispronouncing the name, of course, I think nails it in the subtitle, in which they say OpenAI just needs to press a button and it will have a ChatGPT detector ready and available, which is super interesting and begs the question, why haven't they made it available yet? And I think we can maybe glean a couple answers to that question. The article further explains the method by which OpenAI would detect content generated by their tool, and it's pretty interesting in its simplicity, actually. It says that basically the function would add a pattern to any output generated by ChatGPT, and this pattern would be discrete enough to be unnoticeable to human readers. but it would be immediately flagged by the detector. Of course, this means that output generated from other large language models is still going to go undetected. This pattern would obviously only be added to ChatGPT-generated content. And you got to love it. Tom's Hardware gives us a couple other ways that you can apparently work around or circumvent this detector if it were to be made available and enabled. They give an example of inserting said output into Google Translate and translating into a different language. And then if you retranslate it back into English, obviously that pattern that was established or created is going to be removed. Alternatively, apparently you can just ask the AI to insert a unique identifying character, whether it's like an emoji or a unique word or phrase, in between different words or ever so periodically throughout your generated content, and then simply delete those identifying characters after generating the content. So maybe that's one reason OpenAI haven't at least released it yet, is because it actually would not be that effective, according to this article. Furthermore, the article goes on to say that OpenAI has actually stated that one reason they do not want to release the tools because it would be biased towards writers who were non-native English writers. And beyond that, many users have stated concerns about the accuracy of the tool in general and how it could be producing results that are false flags of AI-generated content. Suffice it to say, we should definitely be keeping our eyes and ears open for tools similar to this, AI detection tools. Something like that is definitely going to be needed in the coming wave of AI generated content. It's just a matter of making sure it's done correctly and accurately. And of course, we will be keeping our ear to the ground here at the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.